Among the things that I mentioned to you, that the simple system that we learned with the truth functional connectives, and, or, if, then, and not, before we added the quantifiers and distinguished subject and predicates, I said that one of the things that system couldn't do was logic of relations. You couldn't even state in that system a sentence such as, Bill is taller than Sam. And you couldn't do a simple, obviously valid argument such as, Bill is taller than Sam, Sam is taller than Jeff, therefore, Bill is taller than Jeff. And I said you could do that in the system that we've been learning that distinguishes the subjects and the predicates and adds all of that to the truth functional rules. But I haven't shown you yet how that works. And I'm going to just introduce you to it so that it's something you're acquainted with. And I may have one extra credit opportunity on the final exam that will include this sort of thing. But I think you'll get a kick out of it. Take the statement, Bill is taller than Sam. There exists an X that's Bill, and there exists a Y that is Sam. And now we have a predicate that has two subjects. X is taller than Y. And what's in the X position is Bill, and what's in the Y position is Sam. So this says, Bill is taller than Sam. And we can build into these relational predicates whatever we need in order to state a relation. We can get complicated sentences such as, whenever the catalyst is added to the solution, a precipitate is formed. It's easy to do, and it's complicated to write, but it makes it possible to solve problems and to construct proofs of arguments that include relations like this. And I'd just like to give you a few examples. And one of the clever ones is Lincoln's statement, you can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And I'll show you how that looks. I'm going to start with the you can fool some of the people all the time. Given that the X of X is a time, then there is someone, there exists a person, and someone or other. And we're going to have Y is fooled at X. Given in the X of X is a time, that's all the time, there's someone or other who is fooled at that time. So you can fool some of the people all the time. And you can fool all the people some of the time. And that looks like this. Given the X of X is a person, then there is some time, and X can be fooled at Y. There's a person, there's some time or other that X can be fooled. But you can't fool all the people all the time. And here, I'm going to start with the time. Given any X of X is the time, then given the Y is the person, then Y can't be fooled at X. Not everyone can be fooled at all the time. Not fooled at. So there's Lincoln saying, three separate statements. You can fool some of the people all the time, for any time, whenever there's somebody that can be fooled. You can fool all the people there's a time when they can be full, but you can't at all, every time, cannot fool all the people. That's the way those things go. And I might give you an extra credit question on the exam that has something in it like this. Suppose I were to give you P is a place and H is a home. And LXY means X is like Y. And I give you something like this. Do you think you could figure that out? Given any X, X is a place, every place. Given any Y, if Y is the home, then Y is not like X. X is not like Y. The place is not like the home. There's no place like home. I think you could figure that out. There might be one simple thing like that in there. And it'll be extra credit. You could get 100 even if you missed it. But I thought you ought to see how this is done and that it can be done in this system as we've cooked it up.